With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. They're circling the wagons around President Biden. Almost two dozen Democrat governors met with the president yesterday following Mr. Biden's poor showing in last week's debate with Donald Trump.
None of us are denying Thursday night was a bad performance. It was a bad hit, if you will, on that. But it doesn't impact what I believe he's delivered.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz saying they're standing with Mr. Biden as he runs for re-election. At least two Democrat members of Congress calling on the president to step aside as the White House wages an all-hands-on-deck campaign aimed at reassuring anxious Democrats.
A week after his dismal debate performance, President Biden is resisting calls from some fellow Democrats to drop out of the 2024 race. The White House said absolutely not when asked if the president is considering an exit. And that's the message being shared with campaign staffers, Democrats in Congress, Democratic governors, and worried donors. The White House also has announced a ramped-up schedule for Joe Biden that includes media interviews, campaign travel, and a news conference at next week's NATO summit. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, crews battling a dozen wildfires in California, including one that has forced people to flee their homes in Oroville, north of Sacramento. Fires burn in the midst of a stubborn heat wave. It shows no sign of letting up.
The heat in the west in particular looks to persist through the week. And if we look at the extended outlooks, the overall pattern favors above normal temperatures even going out a couple of weeks from now.
Mark Chouinard at the National Weather Service. The Cayman Islands, the next stop for Hurricane Beryl, blamed for at least eight deaths across the Caribbean. The storm brought flooding rains and fierce winds to Jamaica. However, the capital, Kingston, was pretty much spared of any serious flooding. No action today on Wall Street. The stock market closed for Independence Day. This is SRN News. The vice president being fact-checked on abortion.
In a statement on X, Kamala Harris says if Donald Trump is elected president in November, he will, quote, ban abortion nationwide. But that's not true, and even pundits on the left are pointing this out. In fact, former President Trump has angered some pro-life advocates for refusing to endorse any federal limits on abortion, arguing that the issue is best handled by the states. Critics say the vice president's accusation smacks of desperation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Biden administration is telling emergency room doctors they must perform emergency abortions when necessary to save a pregnant woman's health. That follows last week's 6-3 Supreme Court ruling that failed to settle a legal dispute over whether state abortion bans override the federal law that requires hospitals to stabilize patients. The Health and Human Services Agency will also resume investigations into complaints against emergency rooms in Idaho. This is SRN News. Florida Congressman Michael Walz says President Biden's leadership is partly to blame for a recruiting shortfall in the armed forces.
We are facing a recruiting crisis.
And Congressman Walz says it's the worst crisis since the U.S. instituted an all-volunteer force.
Yeah, just the Army alone is down 45,000 soldiers.
Watching President Biden's debate performance, Walz says he imagined being a parent whose son or daughter was considering a career in the military.
My first instinct was that would be my son or daughter's commander-in-chief. Heck no.
A retired colonel and former Green Beret, Congressman Walz, was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Together again, Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping. They're attending a summit of a security group created by Moscow and Beijing aimed at countering Western alliances like NATO. More details, SRNnews.com.